Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get most queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. We're talking about truck car crashes, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. How do they apply? Why do they apply? And who cares? And why do we care? These insurance companies have large policies on these truck companies. There are excess policies which you have to go find and discover and fight to get them. And each excess policy usually have their own set of attorneys. Why? Because once you violate these motor carrier safety rules and regulations, it usually leads to a complete, absolute, devastating tragedy. That's why. And everybody knows these rules and regulations are critical and important. You know, Brad covers some very important ones. I mean, you got to get their logbooks. Usually they have two sets of logs. We're going to touch on that. Trip tickets, bill of lading. Sometimes they have fuel receipts. Where'd you buy your fuel? Sometimes they have motel receipts. Where'd you stay? Your GPS doesn't match where you stayed. Your GPS doesn't match your logs. The black box says you were speeding. The black box said you didn't even downshift. You're on a hill. The black box is revealing. And it's very, very important that you get your hands on this information. You know, Brad, many times we discover that the evidence is spoiled, meaning destroyed, and we send out letters of spoilation. Let's explain what that is.
Right. A letter of spoilation is a letter you get out as soon as possible to all necessary entities, which obviously includes not only the truck company, but the truck driver, and it includes everyone involved in the say as far as how the truck's going to be dealt with or handled after the crash. And you get a letter out saying that all evidence must be preserved for an adequate opportunity to conduct your own investigation, your own inspection, and to be able to look at and see what's going on with the truck and with the evidence that is produced by the truck as a result of all the different operations that and all the different instruments that are on the truck. It also is a spoilation letter within the company itself that you want to direct it so that they're going to keep those very things that Gary was talking about. The hotel receipts, the places where fuel was purchased, so you know where the truck was from one moment to the next. When did they get from one place to the next to buy the fuel? You want any kind of record that is out there that will tell you where the truck driver has been and when the truck driver made stops and what the truck driver did during those stops. So you want those records. You want the records showing when the truck driver started his load. And some of the things you really want also is when the truck driver started his loads, because a lot of times the truck drivers are responsible for getting the load into the truck and making sure they're hooked up to the truck and making sure the load is properly distributed and is going to be safely transported. But that truck driver might have started at 4 in the morning but didn't start driving until 7. So if all you get is the fact the truck driver started at 7, you don't realize that he was up since 3 in the morning because he had to get up somewhere at home. He had to drive into the lot. He had to get himself checked in. He had to get ready, and then he had to start working with the load. Well, that's nice, but what was the truck driver doing the day before? What was the truck driver doing 2 days before? Because we all understand that when you're dealing with truck drivers or when you're dealing with people who are operating these vulnerable vehicles, we all understand from our own personal experiences that a lot of times you can have severe fatigue resulting from events you did 2 days before you started your job for a particular process or for a particular project. You need to make sure that evidence doesn't get spoiled. And if the company has been using this truck driver with very minimal time between drives, you've got to know that.
Right. You know, these companies and a lot of times are under a lot of pressure to get product to market. And therefore, the drivers are under a lot of pressure to get product to market, period. Done. Paragraph. That's the way it works. And they have to do it or somebody else is going to get the job. It has to be in X location by Y time, period. And so you need to know those things. But Brad just covered a very important point, because usually the scenario goes like something, well, what were the hours of the driver? They start with 7 o'clock. No. What did he do before 7 o'clock? Well, they say that's not relevant. Yes, it's relevant. Yes, it's discoverable. Yes, we want the information if he was loading the load for 3 hours. Many times where he picks up the load, those people are responsible for loading the load. You'd like to know that. Many times the truck driver is responsible for loading the load. That goes to load distribution. That goes to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulation. That goes to a violation. That may be the underlying cause why this truck crash happened. That combined with fatigue, sleep, pills. So these drivers have to be investigated. But back to the spoliation of evidence. So we always write a letter, a very detailed letter, to all trucking companies and drivers indicating that we want this evidence preserved. We don't want anything spoiled. We don't want anything destroyed. And if they destroy it, then you get to file motions in court, which give you the inferences in your favor, the injured victim's favor, and against the driver, against the trucking company. And that's very, very important when the evidence is gone.
The trucking companies are very blatant about it. I mean, they're very open and blatant about the fact of if their truck has been involved in a crash and it's caught and it's been damaged, they want that truck back on the road. That's it. They will tell you. While you, the individual who's been hurt and or family members of the person who's been hurt are still grieving over the fact they're in the hospital or they're trying to recover from injuries or they've got terrible head injuries or they're in a coma, they're laying in the hospital and they've been there for 8, 10, 12 days of being unconscious in a coma, waiting to see how they're going to come out with brain bleeds and severe injuries to the rest of their body. The trucking company is looking and saying, how fast can we get this truck back on the road and start making money with it? They're not waiting. So you need to get somebody down there to see what's going on with that truck, because believe me, they're not going to wait if they don't have to wait. Once they get their side and their slant on the evidence, and once they get their clear from the lawyers and from the investigators and from the team that they've had working on this, and they are ready to go, they're going to go get that truck fixed. If you're not stopping them, they're going to get whatever dents and bangs fixed, and they're going to have that truck back on the road, period.
Right. You need attorneys with experience. We've had over 30 years of experience, each one of us. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You need experienced attorneys on your side. And I tell you what, we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get any of our books free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Just download them free. If you want a hard copy, just call us. We'll send you a hard copy. But one book talks about legal game plan. And when you have a truck, you need a legal game plan in every crash, every incident, every trauma. But you especially need it when you're talking about truck crashes. You need to go after aggressively the evidence, not let them spoil the evidence, not let them change it, not let them destroy it. Where's the black box? Where the GPS systems are? What was the driver qualification file? And what does it look like? Where did he or she get hired? And where did they come from? Did they have previous violations? What was their driving record like? Or were they trained in shifting? Were they trained in air brakes, Jake brakes, proper adjustment of the brake systems, coupling and uncoupling procedures? Did they make an inspection of the truck when they took a break and then they got back in their truck? Did they check their tires? Did they check their brakes when they took a break? Well, you took a break today at 10 o'clock in the morning. Did you check the truck? You're about to go over mountains. And one of my unbelievable that I just sticks in my mind, ice and snow trucking case, devastating crash. Devastating injuries. Chain law was in effect, and the driver said, I didn't put any chains on, and the quote was, I ain't going to wear no jewelry, and end quote. And the jewelry was the chains. and I ain't going to wear no jewelry when I drive that truck. And the jewelry is the chain. So you must have attorneys that go after this aggressively. You know, do they have speed and space management, emergency maneuvers issues? We could talk all day about this. Brad, let's talk about two sets of logs. There's always, not always, most of the time there's two sets of logs. Everybody knows it. Truck drivers know it. The companies know it. But ever since the advent of the GPS system, it kind of throws a monkey wrench into the two logs.
Well, the advent of the GPS system has helped everybody be able to more closely monitor what's going on with the truck drivers and what's happening with them. Normally, if you find a truck driver who's violating the rules and regulations concerning the hours they can be on the road, concerning the hours they can actually be driving, concerning the hours between driving and the downtime they're supposed to have, normally if you find a driver that's doing that, you can bet that the dispatcher, the people back at the trucking company, are aware of it. And what they're doing is they keep two sets of logs. You keep an accurate set of logs as far as what you're really doing. And those logs help also to identify how much the truck driver is going to get paid and what the truck driver is doing. And you do another set of logs that they're going to give to the regulators as they're driving through different checkpoints. And so when they're going through different checkpoints or when they're being monitored by anybody from the federal government or from any other entity that is responsible for making sure the trucking is appropriate in their particular jurisdiction or state and that the drivers are following the rules of how much downtime they should have. And when I mean downtime, you're talking about downtime in the truck of a sleeper cab or downtime outside of the truck, or you're talking about downtime off the job. There's different kinds of downtime you're going to be talking about. So you've got to understand that these logs are very sophisticated, and they're going to be identifying what the driver did, when the driver did it. But you're going to have a set of logs just being used to allow the truck driver to fudge what they're doing. And when the truck driver's doing that, you got to remember probably the company knows about it.
Sometimes they have to fudge it because they're in violation. Sometimes they have to. Sometimes they look at it, and we told you they get on these truck accidents right away. Many times the truck driver, when he has a crash, the injured people are in the other car, he or she doesn't even get out of the truck to go ask how they are. They call the home office and say, I was just in a crash. What am I supposed to do? Tell me what I'm supposed to do. And all kinds of questions and answers go. What about this? What about your logs? What about this? And where did you take the brakes? And many times these trucking companies now know right where their truckers are because they have GPS systems. But they seem to not be able to produce them when you want them in many instances, not every instance. Now you have a devastating injury. Next up, what about the insurance? Where does the insurance come from? How do you discover the insurance? What do you need to know? Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute, and we're here to help you and teach you. You're injured in a car crash or a truck crash. You're off in an ambulance off to the emergency room. You tell the doctor everything you know, everywhere you're hurting. But the doctor is more concerned about your neck than your ankle. More concerned about your neck and your spinal cord at the moment than your low back or maybe your hip pain. And sometimes those entries don't make it into the emergency room records. Sometimes those entries don't make it into the EMT rides and their records. And the insurance company then later says to you, well, you didn't report it. You didn't say it. You didn't tell them about your left hip. They only treated your neck. You didn't tell them about your left ankle. They only treated your neck. Is there anything that you can do? Yes. Get a free legal game plan from Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about drunk drivers. They hit you. They injure you. They want to leave the scene. You're not going to let them leave the scene. Don't get into a physical fight or altercation. Do everything you can to keep them at the scene. The fact that they're drunk, they're going to be arrested. They're going to be tested. They're probably going to lose their license. But this is information that subjects them to punitive damages. The insurance company who insures this drunk driver does not want to hear about them being drunk. This enhances your injury claim legitimately, truthfully. Use it to your advantage, but you have to know how to do it. You need a game plan to do it. Bell and Pollock, we have a legal game plan for you with regard to drunk drivers. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases, injury cases, all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 30 years. We've done them everywhere. We've done them in Sterling, Colorado, Durango, Steamboat Springs, Grand Junction, Fort Collins, Denver, all the surrounding communities in Denver. We have experience. We've done these cases. Put our experience to work for you. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. 5900-795-5900. We're talking about truck crashes today. They're very devastating. Sometimes they kill people, injure people, maim people. And the trucking company is trying to prove or disprove liability or get out of liability. If they prove they're not responsible, they're not liable. They had a mechanical defect. They couldn't have predicted it. You want to see the maintenance records. We, the company, weren't responsible. We trained the drivers. The driver was highly trained. What about the prescription drugs? What about the pills to stay awake? What about the hours of service, in service, out of service? How about the rest time? All those go into the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. And we just touched on a little bit. Sometimes these companies try to fight you by saying that we're not even a commercial truck. What about a van delivering products in Denver today? What about a van delivering Amazon products? What about UPS? What about Federal Express? What about a pickup truck that's got a trailer on the back, that's got all these lawnmower equipment? Are they over 10,000 pounds, 10,001 pound? That's the criteria. Are they commercial trucks? What you hear a lot about from, let's just take a soft drink distributor. They have trucks. They're not 18-wheelers, but they're in between. They're 10-wheelers, 12-wheelers, okay? And so they usually say we are only intrastate inside the state of Colorado. We don't have to comply with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules. Therefore, we didn't violate one since we don't have to comply with them, and that's one of the fights. But let's talk about insurance, because for years, you got to go after and find the insurance, but for years until the MCS 90 endorsement came out, years they would say, here's what you would be faced with. Well, we're not responsible. We don't own the tractor. We don't own the trailer. The tractor was manufactured or is owned by somebody in Grand Cayman. The trailer is owned by somebody in Mexico. So have a nice day, Brad and Gary. You go try to figure it out.
Right. And that was considered to be a heck of a defense, because you had the lawyer chasing down all these different avenues. And what the lawyer usually ran into as they were chasing down all those avenues was dead ends. There was nothing there. There was no money there. There was nobody to hold responsible for the injuries that had been inflicted by these operations. And it was no doubt, when you really rub the surface, it was no doubt that a lot of it was intentional. It was meant to put you in a position where you were not going to be able to recover. And, you know, that you would give up because you knew that when you got to the end of the line, there was going to be nothing there. So enters the federal government. So enters the Motor Carrier Act. And so enters the MCS 90 endorsement that has to be there with regard and suretyship that has to be there to make sure that members of the public who have been injured do have a place where they can find the money and they can find adequate funds that are going to be able to reimburse them for the losses they experience.
You have to find the insurance. It's not easy. You read headlines, you know, this judgment was entered against trucking company, but the work that goes behind this is phenomenal. The work to find the insurance coverage is phenomenal. You maybe have a basic policy of $1 million, $2 million. These trucking companies usually have larger insurance policies. But maybe you got somebody in a coma for 10 days and they're not going to be able to work the rest of their life. Maybe they were killed. You have to find the insurance policy. So they're usually excess insurance policies, umbrella policies. Do they volunteer them to you? No. Do they tell you about them? No. Do they try to keep them hidden and secret? Yes. We're working on cases right now where that's happening. And so we're going to have to go out and find the insurance. But the MCS 90 endorsement was a good federal statute and federal rule and regulation that applies. And the MCS 90 endorsement says this. They used to defend these accidents, Brad, by saying, we, the company, are not responsible for our driver because they're all independent contractors. They're not really our employee. They're just independent contractors.
Sure. It's a leased vehicle. Somebody else owns it. They own their own vehicle. They're driving it. Or it's a leased vehicle, and we have a lease with them, and they're responsible for any injuries they cause, and we're 100% immune from any injuries they cause. Well, that got changed, Gary.
The MCS 90 endorsement changes. So it's not like the old days, but it's still very difficult, and you have to have experienced attorneys. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm, Bell and Pollack. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Let's just analyze this a minute. Let's break this down. So they say, well, the tractor was owned by somebody in Grand Cayman. The trailer was owned by a company in Mexico. The driver is an independent contractor of our company, XYZ. Therefore, we, the company XYZ, are not responsible for the driver. Therefore, there's no insurance to cover anybody. So you're out of luck. Well, you're not out of luck. Because the old independent contractor argument that they don't work for us, and the tractor was owned by somebody else, and the trailer was owned somebody else, the MCS 90 endorsement says that doesn't matter anymore. The insurance company has to apply.
If you ever want to watch a system of people pointing fingers at each other and other people and trying to take no responsibility for anything that's happened, get into one of these trucking company crashes and watch what happens. The companies just don't want to take responsibility. We started the show explaining to you that insurance companies don't want to take the responsibility even when they've written the premiums or written the policy and collected the premiums. They don't want to take responsibility. They want to say that they don't have to pay. They don't mind pointing the finger at other people and saying, let them pay if you can get them to pay and if you can show a case against them, but you shouldn't even bother against us because we don't have a responsibility. We don't have liability. There's nothing that makes us have to pay.
You know, one of the most famous cases here was the American Trucking Association versus the United States, and a bunch of legal gobbledygook, but I'll break it down to you. It said under the Interstate Commerce Commission, the ICC rules and regulations, you had to have insurance, and if you leased the vehicle, you're going to be responsible for the possession, custody, and control, i.e., you're going to be responsible for the crash, i.e., you're going to be responsible to comply with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and regulations. So when you talk about finding the insurance, you must first prove they're in interstate commerce. And there's different approaches for intrastate inside the state of Colorado. Many times these companies say, we don't go out across state lines. Therefore, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regs don't apply to us. Therefore, our insurance doesn't apply. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Well, no, not goodbye. Hello. Hello, we're going to go prove this. So we talked earlier about spoliation of evidence. Now we're talking about insurance coverages, and it's, in this instance, it is a little bit tantamount to a car crash with no truck involved because you must go find the insurance. Brad, I don't think people understand that the basic policy is $2 million, but the excess insurance policy or policies, plural, sometimes there's more than one policy, they don't want to pay, they don't want to be known, and many times they have their own set of attorneys.
Well, you want to look it up a lot of times, and you can start with basic common sense. And that it's important to do that. And the basic common sense comes with this. You have a crash. You have some people significantly injured. You're representing them. You're trying to get money for them. They come out and they start offering peanuts, very little money. They say, look, we only have $1 million policy. You look the company up and you research them and you find out they've got 100 trucks, 150 trucks, 200 trucks traveling throughout the United States, maybe even more than that. They've got a sophisticated operations. They've got all sorts of sub-entities that are trying to carry out the business or that are carrying out the business. By the way, that's why you're talking about what we do talk about with respect to MCS 90, so they can't avoid it by putting in a different companies and giving you shell companies and shell operations that are not really the company that's collecting all the money from their customers. But you see all that, and the first thing you realize is, look, they're offering peanuts, and we know darn good and well they have a lot more insurance than what they're saying. They have a lot more insurance because it's a simple process of they have too many trucks and too many vehicles and too many operations on the road to only be living on a $1 million policy. That's just not there. They've got layered policies, a scheme that they're just not wanting to tell you about.
And when they have their own set of attorneys for each excess policy, there might be an excess policy for $10 million. There might be another excess policy for $10 million. There might be a third excess policy for $12 million. They're going to fight amongst themselves as to who's primary. They're not going to tell you or volunteer to you all the information. You got to go get it. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. A lot of times these companies, we're going to do a show coming up on nursing home abuse and nursing home cases. But when you go after a nursing home, you will not believe the myriad and the cobweb of companies that exist. Holding companies own this one. They only own 50% of this one, 40% of this one. You don't have the right company. This company that operates this nursing home is not even responsible, etc. That's kind of the way it is in trucking cases and excess insurance policy cases. So you must go find the insurance. Brad, we do that in our law firm every day.
We do, and it's something that you have to do. Sometimes it takes filing a lawsuit, so you have to be ready to file a lawsuit. If it takes that, to be able to learn and find out what's out there. And sometimes it takes calling on certain statutes. Sometimes it takes calling up the counsel and talking to them and telling them this is where they're headed if they don't help you, if they don't give you that information from defense counsel. But the bottom line is, a lot of times you can't believe it. You just can't believe it anyway.
No, and you got to see it in black and white. And, you know, ask any attorney, do they know what an MCS 90 endorsement is? If they give you a deer in the headlights look, you got the wrong place. You have to have attorneys who understand the Federal Motor Carrier Safety rules and regulations, all aspects thereof. Go find the insurance. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can listen to this show there, all of our shows. We do shows on other radio stations. All of them are there. Our books are there, 6 books. You can download them free, a free e-copy, or you can call our law firm and we'll send you a hard copy of any of our books. And some of our books are very enlightening, especially the myths that we cover with regard to car crashes. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People, and our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.